is Access Radio Chicago, AM 750, WNDZ, Portage, Indiana, Chicago.
The following program, The Legal Forum, is brought to you by Steve Kowalski.
It is time for the Legal Forum. I'm your host, Big John Vick. Join our legal experts today as they take your questions about workman's compensation at 773-631-8202. And now, the Legal Forum is in session. Good morning, everybody. I'm your host, Big John Vick. The Legal Forum is produced by Steve Kowalski. Our website is www.thelegalforum.webs.com. Today, our telephone number to get in touch with our guests today and our experts, 773-631-8202, 773-631-8202. If you have an email question, our email address, thelegalforum750@gmail.com. From the law offices of Rubin LTD, Arnold G. Rubin Limited, we have himself, the big honcho, Arnold G. Rubin, Cameron B. Clark, Catherine Krentz Doan, in studio with us to talk about workman's compensation on the plaintiff side of things here on the Legal Forum. Arnie, Cameron, Catherine, welcome to the Legal Forum. Let's start off with you. Arnie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you very much. We're all very happy to be here today. I have a law firm in Chicago. It is the law offices of Arnold G. Rubin Limited. It's myself and two other attorneys, my partner Cameron Clark, who I'm very happy is here today, and our new associate Catherine Krentz Doan, who has been just an incredible new asset for our law firm. I've been practicing in the area of workers' compensation for my entire career since 1978. For the last almost 16 and a half years, I've had my own law firm, and we've expanded slowly over the years to where we now have three attorneys. I graduated from Northwestern University in 1975, and then I went to law school at IIT Chicago Kent College of Law. I graduated in 1978.
Cameron, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. I've been with Arnie since 1992. I started out originally as his paralegal. I worked full-time and went to law school at night. I also went to Chicago Kent College of Law. I graduated in 2000. I became partner with Arnie in 2005. At this time, I'm currently serve on the board of directors for the Workers' Compensation Lawyers Association. I'm also active in the Illinois State Bar Association, where I serve on the section council. I'm the co-editor of the newsletter.
And Catherine, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. I joined the law firm as an attorney in November of 2010, after I graduated law school and was admitted to the bar. I also graduated from IIT Chicago Kent, and before joining the firm as an attorney, I started part-time as a law clerk while I was in school.
All right, well, let's kick things off. I want to welcome all three of you to the program here on the Legal Forum. If you have a question regarding workman's compensation on the plaintiff side, in the last 30 minutes from 10:30 to 11, we're going to have the defense side of things. 773-631-8202 is our telephone number, 773-631-8202, the Legal Forum on AM 750 WNDZ. First off, I'm going to ask this first question. What is workers' compensation?
That's a great question. It is a question that when I went to law school, I can tell you that it wasn't clearly defined. We didn't really have I didn't have a course on that when I was going to law school. To talk about workers' compensation is a very specialized area of the law, and many people don't understand how specialized it is. It's different from the normal personal injury type of case. Workers' compensation deals with situations where a worker has an injury at work, and as a result, it creates certain obligations on the employer, and there are many rights that are then available to the employee. Workers' compensation represents the historical compromise between labor and management to create a special system of recovery and rights for an injured worker. The history of workers' compensation is fascinating. It goes back in Illinois to the early 1900s. In fact, our Workers' Compensation Act goes back to 1911, so it's 100 years old. In fact, workers' compensation has historical connections to Europe. And in the early 1900s, the United States began enacting workers' compensation laws so that each state then would create certain rights for their workers. And in essence, we have 50 laboratories in the United States. Each state has their own laws, their own rights for workers, and different obligations for employers. And the workers' compensation case needs to be distinguished from a civil case. The worker does not pursue benefits for pain and suffering. That is a type of right that is only available in a court of law in a personal injury case.
Well, what should someone do if injured on the job?
If someone's injured on the job, they need to make sure they inform the employer that they sustained an injury at work, and then they should seek medical care as soon as possible. When they go to the doctor for their work-related injury, they need to make sure they tell the doctor that it is a work-related injury. They were injured at work to get that documented.
Are there notice requirements if injured on the job?
Yes, there are. If an employee sustains an injury on the job, he or she should let their employer know within 45 days from the date of accident. There are special laws in place for repetitive trauma cases, such as carpal tunnel syndrome or other injuries that would be sustained from performing the same movement over and over again, to determine when the notice requirement starts.
And although there's 45 days, we don't suggest that you wait 44 and 23 hours to make that report, right?
No, you should inform the employer as soon as possible.
What benefits may one receive if injured on the job?
There are three basic benefits that are available to injured workers if they're injured on the job. The three categories are these. One is medical benefits. Two is weekly benefits while the person is recovering from the work-related injury and is unable to perform any type of work. The third basic benefit is recovery for the permanent injury. And that can be allocated on a number of different bases. Illinois law is very special for the injured worker. It allows different types of recovery for permanent injury. I might add, within the category that I stated of medical, the injured worker also is entitled to retraining or vocational rehabilitation if the injury prohibits the worker from going back to their former type of employment, and if the employer is unable to accommodate that type of work. So vocational rehabilitation, I'm also including under the medical category, under these three broad categories of benefits. And with regard to the second category of temporary total disability benefits, that's a fancy word for saying that if you're off of work, you're entitled to some type of payment or compensation while you recover. And that's a remedy that the injured worker is entitled to also.
In studio with me, we have the law offices of Arnold G. Rubin, LTD. Arnie Rubin himself, Cameron Clark, a partner, and Catherine Krentz Doan, who is just a newly associate with the law offices. And we're talking about workman's compensation on the plaintiff's side. Have a question? 773-631-8202 is our telephone number. 773-631-8202, our email address, thelegalforum750 at gmail.com. I'm your host, Big John Vick. If I am not happy with the physician provided, what can I do?
Injured workers in the state of Illinois have the right to see two physicians of their own choice and the referrals of those physicians. For example, a common scenario is if a worker sustains an on-the-job injury and they report it to their company. Typically, the company will refer that injured employee to a company clinic. If that employee is not happy with the services or treatment being rendered by that clinic, they do have the right under the law to seek a second opinion with a physician of their own choice. They then are allowed to continue treatment with that physician. That physician, under what is referred a chain of referrals, can refer the injured worker to as many physicians as they deem necessary to diagnose or cure the condition for the injury that that worker sustained on the job. And again, the worker has two choices of medical and the referrals of those physicians.
Do I receive money while I'm off of work? And if so, how much do I receive?
Yes, you do. As Arnie indicated, that's commonly referred to as a temporary total disability benefit. That benefit is based off of the average earnings that the employee received with their company for the year prior to their accident date. It is a tax-free benefit. And again, they receive that benefit while they're off of work and unable to perform any type of work activity. For instance, the employer can't accommodate a light-duty work restriction.
We have our first email from the Legal Forum 750@gmail.com. This is coming from Nancy in Chicago, and she says, "Big John, love the show. Listen every week. I was wondering if you could ask your experts this question. I currently work for cash, and I got injured. Am I still entitled to workman's compensation?"
Well, I'll take that question. Yeah, technically you are absolutely still entitled to compensation. There may be some income tax issues with regard to reporting requirements, which I'm certainly not an expert on,
right.
But you may need to do that. But the key is not necessarily the cash. The key to analyzing that type of situation is whether or not there is an employer-employee relationship. And these cases, these workers' compensation cases, which end up getting interpreted all the way up to the Illinois Supreme Court and often the Illinois Appellate Court, define what an employer relationship is, employer-employee relationship is. And the key is the right to control the work. So whatever the particular facts would be of that, of this particular situation, that would be the determining factor. I don't know that the cash is necessarily the determining factor. It could be a factor, but not necessarily.
Yeah, because the employer probably could say, "I don't know who she is. She never worked for me. I don't have any records of her being my employee."
Well, we've seen that, actually.
I'm sure you have. How do I determine if I need a lawyer?
After you get injured at work, there are certain developments that can occur in your case that you'll know when you need an attorney, because what's going to happen is you're going to be faced with a situation where you have no alternative but to seek legal counsel. You're going to be painted into a corner as a result of the situation that you're being faced with. Let me give you an example. I think in the situation of an injury to a person that, say it's an injury involving a shoulder and there's a torn muscle and the person needs surgery. Well, prior to the surgery, there may be a number of diagnostic tests that are prescribed by the doctor. There might be physical therapy. There's a big development in Illinois, and this is on the employer side, and I know my colleagues might be able to comment on this on your next section or the next half hour. But what's happening in Illinois is there's something called utilization review. And this is a situation where the recommendations of your doctor, the injured worker's doctor, is being reviewed by some outside company, maybe by an individual outside the state of Illinois, and that person determines that you're not entitled to physical therapy, that you're not entitled to a diagnostic test, that you're not entitled to surgery. So you're faced with a situation where you can't go back, you can't recover from your injury. That's the type of situation where you seek out an attorney, because there's no other alternative but to pursue a workers' compensation case against your employer and seek the type of medical benefits that you need. And in our office, we think that the most important part of your case is the medical part of your case, is getting the proper medical treatment from your doctors so you can go back to work.
You're listening to Legal Forum on AM 750 WNDZ. With me in studio, we have the law offices of Arnold G. Rubin, LTD. And Arnold Rubin himself is here in studio. Cameron Clark, a partner in studio. Catherine Krenz-Doan, who is a new associate here in studio. And if you have a question Monday morning for them, their phone number is 312-899-8333. 312-899-8333, or they have an 800 number, 1-800-899-5060, 1-800-899-5060, and they're located at 100 West Monroe Street in Suite 1100 here in Chicago, Illinois. And if you have a question, 773-631-8202 is our telephone number, email address, thelegalforum750@gmail.com. And let's go to an email question coming from Wooddale, Illinois. Tammy has this question. Tammy says, Big John, can you ask your experts this question? I was currently in a car accident. I am 80% healed. I went back to work and got injured again with a similar injury. What are my rights as an employee?
I'll take that question. That really deals with what is referred to as a pre-existing condition. What the listener has to basically establish under the law is that that pre-existing condition is not the cause for the current recommended medical care, but rather the recent work injury and the trauma sustained at that accident is what is necessitating the need for the medical care that her physician in this case is recommending at this point in time. You can have a pre-existing condition under Illinois law and have a compensable work-related injury, but you have to have that medical opinion establishing that the need for the current treatment recommendations are due to that work accident and not due to that pre-existing condition.
Tammy, thank you so much for your question, and thank you for listening. My next question to you guys, how is the lawyer paid?
Well, attorneys only get paid if we win the case. At the end of the case, from the settlement that we get 20% of that settlement. This is known as a contingency fee. The attorneys are also entitled to recuperate the cost that they spend pursuing the case. So this would include medical records, expert witnesses, and stuff like that. Our office does not recuperate costs for postage and copying.
May the insurance carrier send a nurse with me to the physician's appointments?
Technically, no. The insurance company can't. Under the law, there's no requirement that the injured employee is required to have the nurse come with them. However, insurance companies do send nurses a lot.
I was going to ask that. Does that really actually happen?
Yes.
Wow.
They do send nurses with the injured employee to doctor's appointments. So under the law, it's more of a privilege that the nurse can attend and not a right. If the nurse does attend and the injured employee allows the nurse, they should try and have time alone with their doctor for the examination and for some privacy.
That's actually a big issue
really
in these cases with respect to the insurance companies wanting to send a nurse with for all these appointments. And as Catherine pointed out, we really stress the importance of what's called the physician-patient relationship. We don't want the nurse to interfere with that relationship. And we've had cases where we think the nurses, we try to work with the nurses, but sometimes they go over what we feel is appropriate behavior. And it's the worker's right to have them discharged from the case, because there's absolutely nothing in the workers' comp act that says the nurse must be present for these appointments.
We have another email coming in at thelegalforum750@gmail.com. Or, listen, you could give us a call. Our listener lines are wide open, 773-631-8202, 773-631-8202. This is actually coming off at my Facebook account at Big John Vic, and this question is coming from Sam. Sam officiates sports for a living. Can he provide himself with workman's compensation insurance?
Well, first of all, I think Sam has a great occupation. I love sports, so that's terrific. Certainly, he can get workers' compensation insurance for himself. He can cover himself, and that would actually be an excellent idea. So he should try to get a workers' compensation policy for himself.
So if somebody is an independent contractor and really doesn't have their own business but contracts himself out to do work, can they protect themselves?
Well, it's my understanding they would have to have their own business because they would have to have it. So when you say independent contractor, that gets a little vague to me as to what you mean. But if this person has his own company, such as if I had Arnold G. Rubin Limited,
yes,
and without Cameron or Catherine, I would make sure that I had workers' compensation for myself and then with our staff. So I'm going to be covered, and this person would have to have an entity to be covered.
Can the insurance company take pictures or videos of me?
Absolutely. The one thing that an injured worker just has to be mindful of is that any type of surveillance that may be conducted on them, that investigator is just not allowed to violate the privacy of that injured worker.
I mean, could I, if someone says, okay, we're going to take a videotape of you, we're going to take pictures of you, can I request or demand my lawyer be present?
Normally, they don't know. It's usually being tailed, either
okay,
under surveillance, the car parked down the street, somebody in a van. Their favorite time is snowfall.
People
shoveling snow.
Yes.
And sometimes they're not really that good in terms of the surveillance. They just park their car in front of the house.
And just wait.
And then our clients call us and tell us that there's a van outside and it's been there for a while. And so we say, well, you can call the legal authorities if it's threatening to you. And in this day and age, we tell them that's not a bad idea.
Oh, what's John there carrying an entertainment center when he's not supposed to be lifting anything at all?
Well, oftentimes we've seen them photograph the wrong person.
And maybe from the back, and it turns out not to
be
them.
Well, it's their twin brother, and
right,
it's happened.
Wow, yeah, I never thought of that, yes. What costs am I responsible for in pursuing my workers' compensation claim?
Well, with an attorney, that would be the cost of getting medical records, paying for expert witnesses, such as getting another medical opinion or narrative reports from the doctor, setting forth things like when Cameron was talking about pre-existing injuries, also sometimes vocational experts, and depositions.
Is it possible to keep my right to future medical care open?
That particular question is often asked to us by our clients. Some clients think that once they get injured and when there's a settlement of the case, that they don't have any future legal rights, or that they don't have the chance to have future legal rights. There's two methods to preserve future medical rights. And John, you might say, well, why is it that I want to have future medical rights? You may have a knee replacement, and in 5 or 10 years, your doctor tells you you might need to have another surgery in connection with that particular situation. So the two ways to keep your medical rights open: one, if you settle the case, your attorney can try to put language in the settlement contract that specifically preserves future medical rights for that particular condition. The second way is to have a hearing. It's called a hearing before the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission. We really didn't get into that much during our time with you today, but these workers' compensation cases are not cases that are pursued before a judge and jury. These cases are all pursued at a place called the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission, and we have hearings in front of arbitrators. They're similar to administrative law judges. These arbitrators would hear the evidence of a particular case, and if the person's completed their medical care, completed their recovery from their injury, and they're back to some type of work, the arbitrator can determine the nature and extent of their injury, maybe allocating a percentage loss of use to the part of the body injured. As a result, those medical rights of the injured worker for that particular injury stay open. Now, there'll be a written decision from the arbitrator. I want to point out the written decision from the arbitrator is not going to say you have open medical rights. Rather, it's by interpretation of an Illinois Supreme Court case that says that the medical rights should stay open in that particular situation.
The Legal Forum on AM 750 WNDZ. Big John Vick here. I'm your host, the executive producer of the Legal Forum, Steve Kowalski. Is a claim for workers' compensation a lawsuit? Kind of talked about it with a little bit about the mediation, but is it a lawsuit?
It's not a lawsuit. It's a claim for workers' compensation benefits, and as I stated, it is a case brought before the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission. It's called an application for adjustment of claim. It's absolutely not a lawsuit. In Illinois, an employee cannot file a direct lawsuit against their employer. There are some special exceptions to that, but that's the general rule.
If the judge makes a decision that I do not like, can it be appealed?
Yes, a decision by the arbitrator can be appealed. Both parties can appeal it, so that would be the injured worker or also the employer. And basically what would happen would be it would be decided in front of a panel of three commissioners at the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission, and this is known as being on review. Workers' compensation cases, as Arnie has mentioned, can go all the way up to the Supreme Court. So they can also be appealed to the Circuit Court, Appellate Court, and then finally the Supreme Court.
We mentioned that people have 45 days to report their injury to the employer. What are the time frames for filing a workers' compensation claim?
A workers' compensation claim needs to be filed within 3 years from the date of accident or 2 years from the last benefits paid. And these benefits would include those weekly benefits or payment of medical bills or for medical expenses.
If I do not receive tests or treatment recommended by the physician, what do I do?
That goes to what Arnie mentioned earlier. With respect, commonly today with the utilization review, that's where we're seeing that more and more often with test or treatment not being approved as recommended by the treating physician. If that occurs and the injured worker has an attorney and has a claim on file, then that injured worker has a mechanism in place. The attorney can file a petition to obtain a trial date to get in front of the arbitrator to seek approval for that treatment. It's the injured worker that is not represented and does not have a claim on file that really is on an uneven playing field. Because at that point in time, if the insurance carrier is not recommending or approving the recommended treatment, rather, there's no mechanism in place for them to get that approved.
Let's go to the phone lines at 773-631-8202. We have a caller. They hung up. They're no longer there. So 773-631-8202 is our telephone number if you want to give us a call and have a question for our guest today. What if I lose my group insurance or other benefits because I am off of work due to a work-related injury?
This happens a lot with our clients, and unfortunately, there's nothing under the Illinois Workers' Compensation Act that provides any additional type of compensation or money for the continuation of the group health insurance. Normally, when an injured worker loses their group coverage, the only right they typically have is to elect and pay for the very expensive COBRA coverage.
Arnie, we're all out of time, and I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Cameron. I want to thank Catherine for coming on the program. But Arnie, I'm going to give you the final thought for our listeners when it comes to the plaintiff side of workers' compensation.
Thank you very much. With regard to the rights of the injured worker, just beware or be knowledgeable of the fact that you are entitled to benefits under the Illinois Workers' Compensation Act, and you should be very cognizant of that. If you do get injured, you need to tell your employer about it, and you need to seek medical treatment for the type of injuries that you've sustained.
Thank you for coming on the Legal Forum. Well, don't go anywhere. The Legal Forum will be right back. I want to thank the law offices of Arnold G. Rubin, LTD. Their telephone number, once again, 312-899-8333. If you want to call them, toll free, 800-899-5060. Don't go anywhere, because coming up next, we're going to give you the defensive side of workman's compensation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on AM 750 WNDZ.